What's up, fam? It's your boy, Daddy-O. Daddy-O Swolio, Papa Swolio. I'm leaving the gym right now. It's about 7:45 on a Monday night. And I just dropped a little video. Well, I didn't post it yet, but I recorded it. And I figured I'd drop another little audio experience because the feeling is fresh. And I know I talk a lot about not wanting to go to the gym. Suck it up and do it. Suck it up and do it. Stop being a pussy. Go to the gym. No one's going to do it but you. Blah, blah, blah. And I do this on Instagram. I do this on Facebook. I do videos. I do pictures. But a lot of you know this. It's my conversation to myself as much as it is to you. So it's not like I am perfect and I have it all figured out and I always feel like working out. Why aren't you doing this? I'm amazing. I have a great physique. I have great workouts. I'm always on. How come you're not motivated? How come you're not inspired? It's quite the opposite. A lot of times I don't feel like going to the gym. Today I didn't feel like going. I actually got it together, came to the gym, finally felt like working out, got started with my warm-up and then hit a wall and I was like, fuck, I want to leave. And I really wanted to leave and I almost did. But I took my own advice and I just started, I did something and I got a little bit of a workout in. I did some push-pull, I didn't do any real isolation. I did chest and I did back, I did a lot of pull-ups. You know, that's been inspiring me a lot more lately, doing some more macro movements, not doing a lot of isolation. I'm kind of finding a little bit more of a flow with that. You know, doing more upper body, lower body splits is keeping me a little more consistent, keeping my volume down, and keeping me a little bit more inspired and plugged in. But that was my day. You know, it wasn't the best workout. It wasn't the best pump. I did something. And lately I've been in the phase like, do I want to lift heavy anymore? Do I want to do major movements? Do I want to do more kind of higher intensity like I used to do and more mobilizing workouts, which I've been doing, but do I want to stay doing that permanently? And I know I'm all over the place, but I talked about in today's Daily Swole episode that you're going to change. The seasons are going to change and the seasons are going to change summer, fall, winter, spring kind of thing. But they're also going to change with your years. They're always going to change, also going to change with your experience. They're also going to change with your, based on your wisdom and what your body has been exposed to and what your body needs at this time in your life. So I am 35. I'm going to be 36 in a couple months. So I'm not a quote unquote spring chicken, but I'm definitely not old. I'm definitely not on the back nine. I'm definitely not one of these stupid fucking kids that's riding a bike across the street at fucking night without reflectors on. Idiots. Anyway, so I'm not old. I'm not young. Like, I'm in my prime. I can definitely do whatever I want, but I'm thinking long term. I'm thinking long term what I want, what I really want to accomplish. And it really just, it feels more and more just like, I want to be mobile. I don't want to be in pain. I don't want to be chronically sore all the fucking time. I want to train hard. I want to work hard, but I want to feel good. You know, even when I'm done with the workout, I want to feel good. I want to have energy. I want to be mobile. I don't want to be stiff and fucking brittle and just banged up. That's nice. Look, it's nice. It's nice. If you're trying to build a ton of muscle, yeah, you got to push yourself. You got to fucking go hard. But again, what do you want? You do not have to train like anyone else trains. You can do things by your standards. You can do things based on what you want to accomplish. It's on you. It's your choice. You have the power, right? You have the power to manipulate your workouts. You have the power to change your approach. You have the power to rest more. You have the power to change your modality. It's all up to you. It's what you want. It's what you want out of your fitness. And I just want to re-clarify over and over again that I don't always feel like doing it. I don't always feel like doing it. Those messages to you are a message. That's the same voice I use for myself. That's the same shit. When I say, do yoga, you pussy, that's me talking to myself. I'm telling myself, do yoga, you fucking pussy. Do yoga. And I'm sharing it with you. Literally, I am sharing my internal voice. Do not get it twisted. Do not think that I am saying this as if I have it all figured out, as if I am perfect, as if I am a fitness fucking god and my way or the highway. That's nowhere near the truth. I have a lot of experience and I'm sharing that. And I know that comes through, which is why you are listening to this podcast, which is why you tune in, which is why you support my content, because I know it comes off as hard-hitting and brutal for many people that don't know. And I know that's why you stay, because you see that and it comes off as authentic because my reasoning behind it is consistent. However, I'm just trying to reiterate that because it's very easy for that message to get lost. And I just want to keep on over communicating the fact that I don't always want to train. I have to push through too. I have to force it. I have to work through. I have to try different strategies. I have to do things in different ways in order to keep myself consistent, because if I went to the gym today and tried to do a fucking super heavy workout, I probably would have just gotten tired, or I don't know, just kind of fallen off and just kind of let it slip away, or left the gym, or not really tried that hard. So I mixed it up. I did a couple different exercises. I did some shorter rest, and I did something that would stimulate me to kind of get me over the hump, so to speak. So just remember, next time you don't feel like training, remember the next time that you feel like you're hitting one of those sticking points, remember that I'm right there with you. You're not the only one, but it doesn't make it any less important for you to push through. It doesn't make it any less important for you to work to overcome that. And you also have to listen to your body. Why do you not feel like training? Why do you feel uninspired or unmotivated? Why do you feel that? Is it because you're not sleeping well? Is it because you're not eating well? Is it because of some other type of stress? Usually for me, when I work out later in the day, I'm more distracted because I'm kind of up. I'm doing the show. I'm thinking about content. I'm thinking about videos. I'm thinking about emails. So it's better for me usually to work out first thing in the morning, but sometimes it's hard for me to get up super early when I'm up super late. So that's my own struggle. That's my own internal kind of battle. But a lot of you have more regular schedules and more, it's more laid out and more structured, so you can be more consistent. So that might not be your issue, but you need to figure out what that balance is that keeps you consistent, that keeps you inspired, that keeps you focused. And remember, you are not alone. So just keep on plugging into the Swolenormous community. Comment in the Instagram, on Facebook, everywhere. Just get involved and reach out. Hit me up in the DM, send me an email. If you have any questions, if you need help, you know, there are people out there just like you, and this community is super supportive, which is why I'm extremely humbled and proud of what we've created here, because of just the like-minded nature of everyone. We're in this together. We all have our separate journeys, but we connect on many points, and life is hard. Life is unpredictable, and it's extremely important to focus on the most controllable aspects in order to keep ourselves accountable and consistent to ourselves. So hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope it made sense. Reach out if you loved it, and make sure you share this podcast and give it a little bit more exposure. It really helps. Peace out, fam. Love you.